And Father, again, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, guided by your Spirit, washed by the blood of the Lamb. Again, we ask for your forgiveness and mercies and grace, your continued counsel, correction, and direction. Repenting for every sin, transgression, things we said, things we thought. Repenting for agreement of doubt and unbelief. Repenting, Lord, for not receiving every bit of the price that you paid for us on the cross. Repenting, Lord. Repenting for doing our will and not yours. Knowing that one day we will stand before you and give account of everything we've done here. It isn't good people that get into heaven. It's those who do the will of God. So, Father, wash us with the blood and heal us with your stripes of Jesus. Filling us with your Spirit that we may be one with you. Opening our eyes to see you, our ears to hear you, and our hearts to receive what you say. As we welcome the Holy Spirit to come. Come, Holy Spirit. Take your rightful place, your Holy Spirit. Change us, melt us, mold us, and use us for your glory. And let the image, likeness, and character of Christ Jesus be manifested and expressed in us and through us, that others will know Jesus lives. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen? Amen. Praise God. Would you turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. John chapter 3, and verse 1. Is everybody there? And there was a man of a Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night. Of course, he wouldn't come to him by day. He didn't want people to know that he was going there. Because he was a Pharisee. And he said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, and for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with you. And Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said this to you. You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered him and said to him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And that was Jesus expressing that he would be lifted up on the cross as a serpent was lifted up. And if you remember, when Moses was in the wilderness and the Israelites got in trouble again, and the Lord sent serpents and they bit them and thousands of them died, and the Lord told Moses to make a serpent and put it on a post, and anyone who looked onto this would be healed. That's where you get the medical insignias from. But it was a representation of Jesus hanging on the cross, and anyone who looked upon him and followed him would be healed also. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that word believe means to follow. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Born of the Spirit. In other words, to be born of the Spirit means you drink of the water of life. Everyone say water of life. And you accept the resurrection of the cross. Being born of the Spirit. We're going to go a little bit more deeper into this so there's more understanding. But I want you to understand that in this, it means the area of drinking of the water of life and accepting and believing the resurrection of Christ. That which one, the Son of God, the Word, the eternal presence, power, and truth, who came into this natural realm, died on a cross, descended into hell, and rose again from the dead. And so giving us the Spirit, that we may drink of the Spirit of life. Is everybody with me? That's drinking of the water of life. And John 4, go to the next chapter. In verse 6. Is everybody there? Let's read this together. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. And a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then a woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And the woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into eternal life." What was he talking about? That was about drinking the what? Water of life. Does everybody understand that? See, there's more than what we see here. Jesus had to pay the price to release the water of life. And you know, if you think about it, and you put it in parallel perspective, wells are dug, aren't they? And then water comes from her. Well, what did Jesus have to do? He had to die on the cross and go where? Hello. And then he what? He rose from the dead. And what did that release? Water of life. John 7. In verse 37. John 7, verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Rivers of living water. Why? Because when you are born of the Spirit, you drink of the water of life. In this, we become, now this may sound a little strange to you, but we become river people because we're always drinking of the river of life. Are you listening? And we love to hang out in the river of God because we know that's where life is. Luke 11. Now, of course, this he was meaning that he would be pouring out his Spirit. This would be associated with pouring out his Spirit. That would be the water of life. In Luke 11. Is everybody there? In verse 29. 11:29. Would you read it with me, please? And while the crowds were thickly gathered together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of what? The Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so also the Son of Man will become a sign to this generation. The Queen of the South will what? Rise." What's he talking about? The sign is associated with the resurrection, isn't it? Where did Jonah go? In the belly of a whale or some big fish, man. For 3 days, right? And where was the fish? He wasn't on land. Where was he? In water. And then Jonah was spit out on the land of Nineveh. And in this was a representation. Jesus said this will be the only sign that will be given to them. When he was talking about his death and resurrection. Amen? This would be a sign. Everyone say the resurrection is a sign. In verse 31, it says, "The Queen of the South will rise." In other words, one day she will rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. "For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here." Jesus was talking about the resurrection that would happen to all mankind. The men of Nineveh will what? Rise. They will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it. "For they repented of all the preaching of Jonah. And indeed, a greater than Jonah is here." So we see here Jesus was talking about the resurrection as a sign. A what? A sign of rising up from. Now Jesus was the sign of rising up from the carnal death. There is no other faith in the globe, hello, that talks about somebody rising from the dead. Are you listening? Are you with me? Now we know that the serpent is going to attempt that. But in this, no one rose from the dead to release living water but Jesus Christ. No one, not Buddha, not anybody else, not Muhammad or Allah or whatever. All of those are doctrines of demons. But there's only one true doctrine, and that is the Christ doctrine, where Jesus died on a cross, went to hell, took the keys from Satan, and rose. And he released the water of life for anyone willing to come to him and drink. No other, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is a sign. And we know that one day there'll be another sign, and that will be the removal of the body of Christ, which is another resurrection. Are you listening? And that sign will be the sign to those who have been left behind. In other words, he's saying, listen, to be born again is the only way that you can enter the eternal kingdom, is to be born again. Nothing that you and I have done, Jesus paid the price for me and you, but there's an area where you and I must cooperate. Because there's a place where you and I must maintain drinking of the eternal water, the water of life, to enter eternity. Because people who do not drink eternal water or water of life end up falling. They end up going back to the world. They do not maintain life because they don't drink the water of life. And it was established by the resurrection of Christ Jesus. 1 John chapter 5. First John chapter 5 and verse 6. Is everybody there? Let's read this together, please. "And this is he who came by what? Water and what? Blood. Water and blood. Jesus Christ. Not only by what? Water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is what? So the Spirit is bearing witness of the one who came by water and blood. In other words, he came as the water of life to all mankind. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these are what? They are one. And there are three that bear witness on the earth in the natural realm, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. So if the three that bear witness in the earth is the Spirit, the water, and the blood, these are the three witnesses. In other words, he's speaking about drinking of the water of life. Is everybody with me? In this, the word says, remember Jesus said, only those who eat of my flesh and drink of my blood have eternal life. Well, drinking of the blood is a representation of drinking of the Spirit, which is a representation of drinking of the water of life. All of that is associated. They're all together. They're one, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Has everybody got it? And that was the tabernacle of Jesus Christ, the tabernacle of God here in the natural realm, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Is everybody with me? And in this, it represents what you drink. He who eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood shall have eternal life. So there is a water of life. That was the purpose of the resurrection, to release the water of life. It's like somebody drilling for oil or drilling for water, all of a sudden they hit the gusher. And it was free to anyone willing to come. Praise God. Go to Matthew 27. Matthew 27. Water of life. You know, naturally, you can't live without water, can you? You'll last longer if you have water and no food than just food and no water. In Matthew 27 and verse 50, and Jesus is on the cross, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yield up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked and the rocks were split. And the graves were open, and many of the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. In other words, tombs were open because of the earthquake. And many people saw the dead bodies there. And these dead bodies were the ones that were opened up because of Jesus dying on a cross, being the true bread of life, life itself, entered into the natural realm, into the earth, I mean. And when he did, it caused an earthquake. And it opened up many of the tombs. And many of the bodies of the saints were lying there. Now, these were the saints that were not of old. They were the saints that were during Jesus' ministry who believed in Jesus Christ and his 3 years of ministry on this planet, who accepted him, would rise with him. Look at the next verse in 53. And coming out of the graves after his what? Resurrection. So when Jesus rose, the saints that were there, that were, their bodies were out there, rose with him after he rose because they drank of the living water. Has everybody got this? They accepted him as Savior and Lord, and they died during his ministry. But he brought them up with him. And it says, in coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Can you imagine that? Was that a sign? Man, you don't think many people believed? Can you imagine being one of those who rose from the dead and walked into the city and went home and said, see, I told you. I told you. Look, you can touch me. I'm alive. I was dead. You know, you buried me 3 years ago. But when Jesus rose, I rose with him because I drank of the water of life. And it's your opportunity too. Why? Because they were signs and wonders now. But again, you and I are a sign and wonder. We carry the water of life with us because of the resurrection of Christ Jesus, the power of the glory of God. So we're kind of like walking water fountains. So we carry this water of life. That's why when Jesus stood up, he said, anyone wanting to thirst, come to me and I will give you water to drink. It was called the water for life. It was a sign of his resurrection. You know, when you really think about this, and I want to go to another area. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, remember we talked the spirit, water, and blood is associated with drink. When Jesus was on the cross, and now he was dead, he died, and they broke the legs of the two other thieves because they wanted him to die quick. Probably because the soldiers had gotten paid overtime, so they needed to kill him quick. And so they went up to Jesus, and he was already dead, so a soldier pierced him in the side. And in the side came out water and blood. And on that same side is the same side where the Lord put Adam to sleep and took out the rib for the what? Woman. See, in the side where Jesus was pierced was a representation that he would birth a bride. And it would be a bride that would be born of the Spirit who drank the water of life. And that's you and I. And we drink the water of life now. That's why we praise and worship, by drinking the water of life. You're drinking of the Spirit. You're drinking. And you're getting filled. The Bible says, be not drunk on wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why there's a difference in character in people. There's a difference in the area where there's a relationship or religion. You can have all the stinky religion you want. This is not an area of formulations. It's an area of relationship where God desires to bring us revelations through the Spirit and bring us to deeper areas in the Spirit. This is not cemetery school. This is the school of the Spirit, where God brings us into the deep things. He wants us to be more like him. This isn't about you. It's about him in you. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go to 1 Corinthians 15, water of life. Verse 1. Let's read it. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you stand, by which also you are saved. If, everyone say if. Yes. If you what? Hold on fast to that word which I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. Whoa, that's powerful. So he's saying, listen, you're going to maintain salvation if you hold on to what I've given to you, if you follow me, if. That word if means therefore, or therefore means if. If you do this, he'll do that. So he must continue to drink of the water of life to maintain life. Verse 3, for I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep, died. After that, he was seen by James, then all the apostles. Then last of all, he was seen by me also, and as by one born out of due time. Now go to verse 35. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, What you sow is not made alive until it what? Dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that it shall be, but mere grain, perhaps wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he pleases, to each seed its own body. Go to verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all asleep, but we shall all be what? Changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That is the rapture. That is the next resurrection. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable. Does everybody see this? Steadfast, immovable. In other words, don't get put out of position. Don't let go. Keep holding on. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In Romans 6. Romans chapter 6. Water of life. Yes, that's the resurrection. Thank you for the resurrection, Lord. In Romans 6, verse 4. Let's read this together, please. Romans 6, verse 4. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was buried from the dead, or raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of what? Life. And how are you going to walk in the newness of life? What do you have to drink of? The water of life. For if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. But now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. So if sin is reigning in your body, and you are not and you're submitting to the sin, which means presence of evil, that means you are not drinking of the water of life, which gives you power and dominion. Hello. In verse 13, do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace, and grace means the plan of God. Is everybody with me? Do you see this? So if you reckon yourself dead, that means you are dead to self. That's why the Bible says deny yourself. If you haven't denied yourself, how can you live in Christ? It's impossible. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. So this human precept of understanding that because we're good, we're going to make it home is deceptive. That is not the Lord's doctrine. He said, those who follow me will make it home. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to realize that they say that they're believers are going to be left behind in this next resurrection. In Galatians 5. You know, so many people go by what other people say instead of reading the true word of God. You can't go by what other people say. You must read the word yourself. It's your responsibility to know the truth if you're truly seeking the truth. If you're truly seeking the truth, you will find him. And he will lead you to his word, fill you with his spirit that you drink the water of life. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, let's read it together. I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you're walking in the Spirit, did you drink the water of life? Yes. Are you drinking the water of life? Yes. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another so that you do not do the things that your flesh wishes. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are what? Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, and revelries, and anything that's like that, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Why will they not inherit the kingdom of God? Because they are not drinking the water of life, so they are drinking the water of death, which is called sin. In verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, and let us not become conceited, provoking one another or envying one another. So to inherit the kingdom of God, you must be drinking of the water of life to overcome the flesh. It is a daily basis. Keeping your flesh crucified. Keeping your flesh crucified can only be established as you drink of the water of life, staying filled with the Spirit of God. Go to Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel 47. You know, when you go back to this, in the area where John the Baptist came as a forerunner of Christ, right? And in this, what was he doing? He was baptizing people in what? Water. So where were they coming out of? The water. See, because they were really river people, weren't they? They were born of the water. And if you think about it, even in the carnal arena, when a woman is pregnant, what's the first thing that happens before she gives birth? The water breaks. That's why born of water, then blood comes. See, now the blood is also a representation spiritually. Jesus said, drink of my blood, right, and eat of my flesh. So if you look at this in a spiritual aspect and not a physical aspect, the water is a representation of being born in the natural, and the blood is a representation of being born in the spirit, because through repentance, where you are washed by the blood. Is everybody with me? Ezekiel 47. You know, God is so cool. He connects everything. Nothing is not a sign. Everything brings him glory in every area. Ezekiel 47 and verse 9. Is everybody there? And it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the river goes will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there. Now, What's the sign of a fish? It's a Christian. For they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the what? River goes. It shall be that fishermen will stand by it from En Gedi to En Gallim. And they will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as of the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They shall be given over to salt. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine. Because their water flows from what? The sanctuary. It's called the river of life. Drinking of the water of life. Go to Psalm 1. Psalm chapter 1. That's why we want to be planted in a place where the river of life is flowing. Does everybody got it? Planted in a place where the river of life is flowing. Because without the river of life, there's no life. In Psalm 1, verse 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a what? A tree planted where? By the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall never wither, and whatever he does shall what? Why? Because he's drinking of the what? Water of life. Yes. Go to Revelation 9. So the resurrection isn't about bunnies or chocolate. But if you look, when you see how they eat the Passover meal, it's powerful. Because in that, and in its tradition, they would take and wrap things up as in money and go hide it. And in the meal, they would go search for it. And when they found it, they found a prize. And it was a representation of searching for Christ and finding the riches. Anyways, we do have a teaching called Easter. And it's on a CD. It's around here somewhere. I think it's in the back. And you're more than welcome to take it. And it explains about the dinner and a representation of what truly the resurrection is about, which man calls Easter. Revelation 7 and verse 9. Would you read it with me, please? After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne, and before the Lamb clothed with white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to the Lord our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne, and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes, and where do they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. He said to me, these are the ones who came out of the great tribulation and washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall never hunger any more, nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to the living fountains of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Hallelujah. The resurrection, the water of life. I'm going to go to James and close here. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. He came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt he paid. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift your name on high. Yeah, that's my dad. James chapter 1 and verse 17. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every precious gift comes from above and comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creations. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues, everyone say continues, in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If any among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religious is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. In other words, if you continue to drink of the water of life, you will have the power and the anointing to keep yourself unspotted from the world. The water of life. Without the resurrection, there would be no water of life. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let this word be imparted into your people. And as we continue to drink of the water of life, let the rivers of living water flow through us, that others may have what we have, to bring glory to your name and expand your kingdom, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.